Welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, April 15th, 2025, and we have a lineup of legal headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Investor News breaks Meta Platforms Inc., NASDAQ Media, faces FTC antitrust trial over social media dominance. Meta Platforms Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the symbol Meta, is currently facing an antitrust trial with the FTC over its dominance in social media. The FTC alleges that Meta illegally maintained a monopoly through acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp, which it claims were tactics to stifle competition. The outcome of this trial could have significant implications for how tech giants operate and acquire competitors, potentially impacting the digital advertising landscape. Meta argues that the acquisitions were legal and increased consumer choice, setting the stage for a closely watched legal battle. Despite this, Meta shares are trading at $488.47, down 0.6%, as investor sentiment in the tech sector is affected by the trial.
Biomed news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., NASDAQ, prevails in legal dispute with former CEO. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., QNTM, has prevailed in a legal dispute with former CEO Dr. Raza Bokhari. The Court of Appeal for Ontario fully dismissed Bokhari's reconsideration motion. Bokhari, terminated for cause in 2021, lost an arbitration claiming wrongful dismissal, resulting in a total cost award of over $3 million. Quantum Biopharma has initiated U.S. CAT collection proceedings, with a judgment entered in its favor by the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Bokhari's ongoing appeal has a stay in place, backed by a supersedes bond of more than $2.8 million.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.